I have had men sent to me and women that became very, very close to me that was there to destroy my ministry. I've had this happen several times. You know, they get real close to you. And I'm watching constantly because I understand how this works. But those who lead the upright into sin, and people try their best to lead you into sin. But I ain't going there with them. I'm not going there with them. It says these people that try to lead the upright into sin will fall into their own trap, but the honest will inherit good things. Well, don't you want to be honest? Don't you want to be obedient to God's word? Yes, I most definitely do. The honest will inherit good things. Verse 11 and 12. Rich people picture themselves as wise, but their real poverty is evident to the poor. What does that mean to you? When you see somebody that's rich, the rich people always think themselves to be wise because they have money and you don't. Isn't that amazing how that works? But you know, it's amazing how the poor people or the poverty, the people that does not have what they have, can literally see the things that they're lacking. You know, I've seen homes of people that were rich and there was devastation in that home. There was no peace in that home. I mean, the children were on drugs or daddy was on drugs or whatever. I mean, I've been to these kind of homes. I've ministered to these kind of people, sick and afflicted. I mean, I've seen it over and over and over and over and over. And so I think, here's a man. I walk into a house that is $1 million. In fact, I was asked to come to a home one time not too far from here. When I walked into this home, this guy is a builder, and this house he lives in, I have no idea what this thing costs. $4 million probably at least. It was out of this world. But his wife dying with cancer. He's got real problems. His children are living in sin, all kinds of things. I looked at that and I thought, wow. And the guy goes to church. And I was with him one evening and I could see multitudes of his sins. I wouldn't have traded positions for him for nothing. I didn't want what he had. Here his wife was dying with cancer. He's got problems. Kids is on alcohol, drugs. They're living with somebody out of wedlock, everything in the world. And he was not truly rich in the things of God. He come to church on Sunday. But man, he was a worldly man the rest of the week. I thought, brother, you're paying for yours. Rich people picture themselves as wise. This man pictured himself as a wise individual because look what I have accumulated. Look at this house I live in. Isn't it something? Yeah, it really was. But their real poverty is evident to the poor. Compared to him, I was poor. But I could see his problems, and he had many. When the godly succeed, everyone is glad. When the wicked take charge, people go into hiding. Man, I hate it whenever the wicked take charge. You know, we have got so many of those in our government today. I don't have any idea how much longer it's going to be before God judges America. But I think it's going to be very soon. If not, he's going to have to, it's something. Verse 13 and 14. People who cover over their sins will not prosper. But if they confess and forsake them, they will receive mercy. Now, see, there's a lot of people that will come to confession on Sunday and say, well, I went out and did this last week. I'm living in the age of grace. You know, I went out and I couldn't help myself. You know, I did this sin last week. And, of course, you know, some of the things that you really see today that is really so powerful among us is the homosexual pervert that's out there today. And you can catch all kinds of flack just by saying the word pervert or homosexual. Well, let me tell you, God hates the homosexual, the sin of homosexuality. He hates the sin of sex outside of wedlock. He hates the sin of lying. He hates the sin of adultery. He hates the sin of murder, abortion. But anybody that's done any of those things, can they be forgiven? Sure. But when you ask forgiveness, do you go back and do it again next week? No. If you do, you're trying to cover it up. You didn't repent and forsake it. You tried to cover the sin. And he said, you will not prosper. And so people have to realize that if you want God to answer your prayer, you got to be serious with him. You got to come to him. You have to ask him to forgive you of that sin. And then you got to stop doing that sin. You know, you got to stop it. Otherwise, something worse will come upon you. And God is there to make sure that that happens. Now, it says, if they confess and forsake them, they will receive mercy. And of course, although this is written in Proverbs 28:13, it's also written in 1 John 1:9. Under the new covenant, the Lord tells us if we forsake our sin, confess our sin, he's righteous just to forgive them and to restore us to fellowship. Now, verse 14 says, blessed are those who have a tender conscience, but the stubborn are headed for serious trouble. Well, I don't want to be stubborn either. I want to try to have a tender conscience the best I can, because the Lord says those that have that will be blessed. Well, I want to be blessed by God. Don't you, Tony? Yes, we do. We want to be blessed by God. But if we're stubborn and we're not willing to listen, he says you're headed for serious trouble. Well, now, there's lots of people. I talk to them all the time. I try to tell them what their sin is and what they're doing wrong, but they're stubborn and hard-headed, and some of them will tell you, well, I'm just strong-willed. I can't change. No, that's nonsense. You can do anything. You can change anything as a son of God. You don't have to continue to live like this. You can be an obedient child. It merely comes down to a choice, you know. In fact, let's just mark that place right there, Dave, on Proverbs 28:14. And let's go to Romans 6:16. Actually, Romans 6:15 and 16. And let's see what Romans 6:15 and 16 says. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? What does it say? God forbid. Do you not know that to whom you yield yourself service to obey, his servant you are to whom you obey? Whether of sin, which leads unto death, or of obedience, which leads unto righteousness. Now, whose choice is that to make that decision? Mine. That's mine. It's a free will. God gave every one of his children the freedom to make this choice in Romans 6. Now then, can we sin? Sure you can. You're free to sin. You can sin all you want to. But what's going to be the consequence? An early death. I don't want that. Do you, Lance? No, I want to live a long, healthy, productive life for the kingdom. And then when I get home, I'd like to get a reward, wouldn't you? I would hate to live out only 40 or 50 years of my life because of sin. Because he said, know you not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin, which leads unto death, or of obedience, which leads unto righteousness. And, of course, righteousness leads to a long, healthy life. And so, I'm going to take that obedience, aren't you? I'm not going to yield to sin. Because he clearly tells me that if I yield to sin to obey it, it will bring forth an early death. And far too many people in the church today are making the wrong decision to obey sin instead of life. Because what we're thinking is, well, then I'm under grace. So if I'm under grace, I can sin. But let me explain to you the revelation God gave me about this grace. When he sent his son to the cross, it made no difference what I had done in my life. I was a murderer, a rapist, an adulterer, a fornicator, a liar, a thief, a cheat. I had done everything known to man. And then I come to Jesus, and somebody told me about Jesus. Now then, when I come to Jesus, he said, okay, son, I'm going to give you grace. Now then, for what you've done, I ought to just kill you. Is that right? I mean, I deserved death, didn't I? But he said, because of what my son done, you come to me and ask me, now I'm going to give you grace, and I'm going to forgive you and wash away all your sins. Now I'm going to bring you over into my kingdom. Now then you're not out there in the world of darkness no more. You're over here with me. Now over here you're supposed to stop sinning. You're not supposed to need this grace no more. You're supposed to walk in love. You're supposed to walk in the law of love. You're supposed to obey me. And if you do, it'll lead unto righteousness, and you'll live a long, healthy life. And there'll be no sickness and disease there. He promised that. Now, that's where we're all supposed to walk. I'm not supposed to have grace again tomorrow. I've done all that murdering, thieving, stealing, and sinning back over there. And he gave me grace and forgave all that. But from this day forward, I'm not supposed to need grace again tomorrow as a Christian. I'm not supposed to need it. I'm supposed to walk holy. Obey him. And then you don't need grace, do you? No, you don't need it. Because you're not a sinner no more. And you got to get to the point where you see yourself like that. Because he said right there, what then? Shall we sin because we're not under the law but under grace? He answered that pretty clear, didn't he? God forbid. How dare you think that as a Christian you can sin? You're not supposed to sin. You're supposed to walk holy and obedient to the Word. There's not supposed to be any sin in our life as Christians. But today, unfortunately, you can't hardly tell the difference between a Christian and a non-Christian. So many of them are living in sin. Well, he gives us a choice. And if you decide to make the wrong choice, guess where it's going to lead? To an early death. And I can assure you, when you get home, you won't get any rewards. Okay, let's go back to Proverbs. Proverbs 28, verse 15 and 16. A wicked ruler is as dangerous to the poor as a lion or a bear attacking them. A wicked ruler. If you have a wicked ruler, it'll be as dangerous to the poor as a lion or a bear attacking them. How in the world could wicked rulers be like that? Well, I can tell you one way. We have some wicked rulers in the state of Texas, which many states have done this. A few years ago, they put a little thing in here, a game we call the lottery. That has broke many a poor person.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.